Oh, I found it. All right. Okay, man. The first part of this interview, I want to touch on the title and what that means. And we all know what it means.
Yeah.
You know, having the industry in a chokehold.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's interesting that a lot of things are happening, or a lot of other artists are doing things that you guys have been doing, and it's almost like
it's the new sexy to be independent,
right, man? And now it's like really, really becoming the new sexy.
Totally,
like that trend kind of started maybe like, I think TDE was like one of the first outside of Strange to be like
Funk Volume or something,
and Funk Volume too, man. Mm-hmm. But now recently, I'm seeing The Dream. Say, like, it's just me and my engineer. That's all I need.
50 Cent.
50 yeah. Cent. And, yeah. and 50 Cent, man. What do you think about that? I mean, because these are people who have had massive success
under that
system.
I think that everybody wants complete control, finally. You know what I mean? And I always needed it. You know what I mean? That's why I said middle finger to the major labels back then. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to be able to do whatever the hell I wanted other than somebody else telling me, well, I think you should do this. And so I got with a partner, Travis O'Gwynn, that didn't mind saying, yeah, fuck, do that shit, man. You know what I mean? Like, I needed complete control. And I think other people like 50 need that. You know what I'm saying? A lot more people are jumping on board. You know what I'm saying? Macklemore's been doing it for a long time, man. And it's long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it for Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? And everything's catching on. You know, real shit always shines, man. And I'm not mad at people that start wanting to do it independent and having control over everything and not having to pay 80 or more percent to a label, you know what I'm saying? And you get the peanuts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think everybody's coming to their senses. And, you know, if a major label works for you, you do that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that it's working for. It works for Beyonce. It works for Rihanna. It works for Eminem. It works, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people, man. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't work for me.
Right.
And we're making it work for us, you know.
It seems like, have you always been just kind of like this, I wouldn't say stubborn, but someone who's like very individual, you know?
Yeah, I got... You got to have your own individuality, you know what I mean? And that's me all day, you know? I couldn't claim Strange and be normal, you know, or average, you know? I have to be, you know, I was born that way.
That's what I'm saying.
I was born that way. It's not nothing I try to do. It's just always been me. It's always been my personality, even when I was in grade school, man. You know, so I've always been different. And I could not be a part of something that keeps me in a box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nothing can contain me.
Yeah.
So I needed a vehicle like Strange. Thank God for Travis O'Gwynn.
Right. Yeah, totally, man. And I also saw, like, a lot of the things you guys were doing with tours, man, is starting to pop up everywhere. Like, people are adopting those practices, you know?
Oh, yeah, man.
As far as the meet and greet, I saw this video of 2 Chainz's biggest fan. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Shit's crazy. And Schoolboy's gonna do a tour. He's popping through Lawrence, and I'm thinking about maybe getting that VIP and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot more meet and greets.
Well,
all the way up to 2 Chainz, man.
When somebody does something and shows everybody that it can be done, then people are supposed to jump on board.
Totally,
it's smart. It's
an
educated thing to do. You know what I mean? So if they see us doing meet and greets and they see us doing tours and see us hiring street teams in different towns, and they see that working, and you pop up in Forbes, of course they're going to try it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maxilla said they all owe money. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel like, you know, the game is out there. You know, you just have to be attentive.
Well, yeah, and I always travel all the time. You saying, it's not a secret. There's no secrets here. I can tell you how we do it. You know what I mean?
Totally, man.
Yeah.
We're showing you how to do it. You
right.
Know what I mean, you see it happening. And when I saw Schoolboy Q and ASAP Rocky and Danny Brown on tour, man, it made me happy. Because when we were touring back in the day, man, wasn't nobody on the road, you know, on the marquees, but Atmosphere and Talib Kweli here and there, you know what I mean? wasn't a lot of people out, man. You know what I mean? It was just not a lot of people out.
Right,
you know?
Just straight, and now, strictly underground artists and stuff like that.
And now everybody's out. And
yeah.
That's a wonderful day because that's how you're going to be getting a lot of your money, man, because
streaming
physical product, you know what I mean, is looking like it's not going to be anymore, you know what I mean? Because streaming is just cutting everybody's head off, you know what I mean? It's like the new download, but it's, you know. So we have to do other things like tour and merchandise and, you know, we've been doing collector's items for years, you know what I'm saying? All our albums, man, you know what I mean? We always give the fan extra, so it's nothing new to us to give the fans extra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It has to be everybody else jumping on that. Okay, we got to put this in the packaging, and maybe they won't buy it. We've been doing that for years, so there's nothing new to Strange Music.
Yeah.
We don't have to adapt to anything because we started this
game of
shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, totally. How does it feel to be, you know...
The one who spearheads it?
Yes.
Yeah. It feels wonderful. It feels wonderful because it takes guts to want to do it yourself, and it takes money, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have guts and money, so, you know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not for the weak, I'll tell you that, but to be the one that spearheads it, that feels like, it feels funny inside, and I like it.
No. You know
what I mean, I like being the guy that everybody say, man, I studied your model, and I adapted to that, you know what I mean, and it's working. You know what I mean? That's dope.
Yeah, man. It's kind of like the first soldier walking out on the field. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Totally, man.
Yeah, it's tight. Now, I don't feel that you and Travis are trying to ever stop anything short of domination.
No.
And I feel that it's not just for like, you know, I know you both have families and stuff, want to provide for them and make that... providing lasts for a long time, but I feel like it's also more than just the gimme, gimme, gimme.
Me and Travis love music.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how I
feel like you guys want to really change things for the better.
Me and Travis love music. And you know what I'm saying? From back in the day when we were in junior high school, high school, I didn't know him back then, but when I met up with him listening to the kind of music that he was listening to and how much he felt it, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm the same way. And if it was about the money, 100%, we would have stopped a long time ago because we lost a lot of it at the beginning. We really want to do good music that people appreciate. The music, Travis said to me, he said, these emails I get about people almost killing themselves and Strange Music helped them, makes it all worth it. He said that to me, and I'm like, I know, man. It does. When you hear... stories like Jasmine Rojas and how much of a technician she was, man, and you know, it got her through her last days and all that kind of thing, man. It just makes it worth it, you know what I mean, to really do music that people feel, man, you know. And Travis is the same way with music, and we are gonna do the best we can do to make a mark in this shit, and we're doing it. You know, some people say we've made our mark. Now, we're still making that mark. The Strange Music is going to be everywhere, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere. You know, it's happening. It's spreading. It's overseas. It's over in Africa. It's everywhere, man. It's in Dubai. It's in Abu Dhabi, man. It's everywhere, man. It's down south now. You know what I mean? You know, it took a while for down south. It's down south now. It's undeniable. And our work is not done. That's why we have to keep on doing elite shit, because it's still time to show out. The more people that watch, you don't lay back. You keep pouring it on. Like, nigga, we the hardest at it. You know what I'm saying? We rapping like we ain't got no money. We rapping like we ain't got no food in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? We rapping like ain't no tomorrow. When we on that stage, we performing like, we're not going to have this tomorrow. We have to show everybody that we are the hilt of this shit. You know what I mean? And once the world knows we're the hilt of this shit, we're going to keep on letting them know we're the hilt. You know, I shouldn't be getting doper at 42, man. But we rapping like we're starving.
It kind of freaks me out sometimes, man.
Yeah, man. Me too. Me too. But we are starving. We're starving to get people to understand that this is from the heart and it's pure. And you got to have this. You got to have this. It's not just the bullshit you hear every day. You got to have this.
What about hopefully a positive effect on how businesses run? Is that ever something that makes you proud? Like,
oh, totally, man. You know,
dude, I talk to people and I mean, I don't understand it a lot of times because I'm in this and it's starting to become less of a bubble because you got mm-hmm. people coming through here and shit. But when you hear other people say things that are completely normal to us, mm-hmm. like it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. We got majors calling us all the time, man, asking our advice and shit. You know, Travis keeps me posted. It's like a lot of people have their ear to the street when it comes to strange music that are working at major labels and quiet as kept, you know, some of their employees want to come over here.
Do you know how crazy it is for people for me, I grew up around here, man. You know, it's always been quiet shit. When I was a kid, my backyard was a cow farm. Mm-hmm. All right. So for people to want to leave Los Angeles or New York to come here to work in the entertainment business, do you understand how crazy that is?
Yeah, man. I think, and this is what I hear from the people on the inside at these major labels when I go out to LA and New York. They say, I want to do something I love and I believe in. You know, not just pushing this everything to everybody, you know what I mean? I have to work this artist that I don't feel. Mm. They want to do something they believe in, man, and that they love. Why do you think Richie Abbott is over here now from Warner?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why do you think Violet Brown is over here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, these guys could make, you know what I'm saying? You know, as much money as they need to anywhere else, you know, man. Or whatever.
Yeah. So it's like, it's more people that want to come this way, man, and rightly so, because everything that they have to push, they don't believe in. And I probably shouldn't be saying this. I won't say their names, but it's a lot of people that are not happy with their jobs at the majors. And they call us, and they say, hey. Or we see them face to face, and they're like, man, please.
Anything.
Get me out of this motherfucking place. And it's like, damn, it's like that. I didn't know, man. You know what I'm saying? And over here, it's strange. We sign things that we believe in.
I think that's a lot of the core element that keeps us all, you know, in line.
The motherfuckers we signed wasn't the cool thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like what I mean by that, like, it wasn't because Stevie Stone was on, the buzz was just so humongous that the whole world was on it before we signed him. We'd be like, okay, we got to get him because mm-hmm.
He's about to blow up.
He has 800,000 people, you know, on him already. You know what I mean? These are people that we built up, you know what I'm saying, that we worked toward getting them there, and we're still working on getting them there. You know what I'm saying? We build our artists up. You know, we find them, they're already artists.
Yeah.
Seth Crew, Stevie Stone, Mayday, you know what I'm saying? I got so many.
Oh, no, of course, yeah.
But
no.
It's like...
No, it's a thick roster.
Yeah, but these people are all wonderful artists. They didn't need to be developed. They just need to be exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To other people. And that's what we're doing, man. When we put them on tour, you know what I mean? When we do merchandise for them, you know what I mean? When we try to book them for other shows and stuff like that, you know? A lot of these major labels that just signed a motherfucker that they heard was blowing up in Atlanta or blowing up in Houston or blowing up in wherever, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, they got one hit and they're gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, what happened? This motherfucker got picked up and got this many millions. You gotta get in while you can and get that money. I ain't mad at nobody for going to get their money. But us, we're trying to build something that lasts forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When they speak of the Grateful Dead and stuff like that, Jerry Garcia, that lasts forever.
Yeah, they're still selling those little teddy bears.
Yeah,
and shit.
Pink Floyd lasts forever. Right. You know what I'm saying? The Doors are going to last forever, you know, and it's just, you know, even in hip-hop, man, you know what I'm saying? Tupac will last forever. Biggie will last forever. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang will last forever. You know what I mean? Jay-Z will last forever. Ice Cube will last forever. You know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne is going to last forever, man. Strange Music will last forever in people's hearts. You know what I'm saying? Even if this motherfucker blew up and we were in it and we all died, the music is going to live, brother. because we do that shit that doesn't go away. You can revisit albums with Strange Music. Like, wow, I remember I was in the front row on this show and Scatterman and Snug Brim came out and they did House Party and I was right there. Mo Whiskey, Mo Weed, Real Sticky, No Seeds, or anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I was in the mosh pit when Tech N9ne did Einstein. I want to go back to Angelic. Oh my goodness, I remember Slither was in Alpha Dog, man, and that sex scene, it was crazy because it was like they were on shrooms and I want to watch that, but I want to listen to Slither, you know what I mean? It's like, this music's going to last forever, man. And that's what we're in it for, me and Travis, to make shit that people really want to love and not ashamed to love. That's what they say about the Juggalos, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Juggalos ain't ashamed to love me. What we have in common, our face paint, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some sorrow, I don't know. But they're not ashamed to claim technician. Do you know what I mean? And I ain't mad at them. You know, I ain't mad at them. My music is for everybody. And I'm a misfit as well. How people say about Juggalos, you know, like talk shit. You know what I mean? And because we're not different, I mean, because we're different and we're not normal, that's why people try to tear us down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm technician number one. And the whole human race are supposed to be technicians. And that doesn't alienate anybody. That doesn't alienate gay motherfuckers. That doesn't alienate juggalos. That doesn't alienate hipsters. It doesn't alienate, you know what I'm saying, whoever. You know what I'm saying, EDM listeners. It doesn't alienate metalheads. It doesn't alienate college motherfuckers. It doesn't alienate motherfuckers with deformities. It doesn't alienate motherfuckers, anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's for everybody. So for anybody to come to me and say, you need to let them juggalos go, you know what I'm saying, holding you back, I'm like, I ain't letting nobody go. You know what I'm saying? That's discrimination.
I have a feeling. That's prejudice. Yeah. Well, and in terms of being a black man, you've always been kind of an anomaly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure a lot of, you know, during some times, I'm sure you either felt it or maybe heard it, be like, this motherfucker, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, forever. Since I started wearing my hair wild, you know what I'm saying? They were like, what the fuck is that? Look at this nigga, man.
I never seen anything like that.
No doubt. I've always been strange, man. I've always been strange. I didn't get it from anybody. It came from me being in high school, being a motherfucker they called a pretty boy. Mm. So when I started rapping, you know, I had curly hair and a curly box and shit like that. And I was a dancer, so chicks were automatically attracted to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a dancer, I was talented or whatever. And I started rapping. All the girls would say, oh, Aaron is so cute. Now he raps. And I'm like, damn. I don't want
to. What about my raps?
Yeah, I wanted them to listen to my music. You know, I was like, listen to what I'm saying, though. Yeah. So I took my curly box and I combed it out and I straightened it. And I just started wearing my hair like Danny Brown has his now, you know. But it was a lot more hair, you know. And I walked down the street. I wasn't used to being a misfit. So I walked down the street. I was probably like 18 or 19. I walked down the street. And I was staying with my auntie at the time at French Village, right by the landing. And I said, I'm going to walk up Truce. I walk up and down Truce, you know, 63rd and Truce. And I'm going to see what people say. And I had to get used to it because everybody was laughing. Bah! Out the bus and everything. Like, look at this nigga. And it was so embarrassing. And I did it over and over and over to get used to it. And I just laughed with them after a while, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to go from being a pretty boy dancer dude to this nigga that looked like he stuck his finger in a electrical socket. Do you know what I mean? So I had to get used to it. And I got used to it. You know what I mean? I wanted to be different. I didn't want to look like everybody at my school. All my niggas that danced, we all wore the silk outfits and the hammer pants and shit. You know what I'm saying? Despite that I was living in a blood neighborhood. I was the dancer nigga and the talented guy in the blood neighborhood, you know, and all my blood niggas loved me. So I had to fuck myself up for people to listen to me and I went to school the next day, and even the principal, you know, you when at Southwest High School, we had to go to we have to go to the auditorium in the morning and just sit down before, and we have to get a lecture, you know what I'm saying, before we went to class, you know. So the whole school would be in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And I walked in late.
Oh.
With my hair like this, everybody looked back and started laughing, and the principal, Mr. Yates, can I come to school being, what do you say, a distraction like that? You have to do something with that hair. I'm like, this is me. What do you mean? That's not you, Mr. Yates. Yes, it is. The new me. And I kept wearing it like that. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about, if you see old pictures of me, I was like, it was Danny Brown to the 20th power.
Yeah,
know?
Man.
Like, boom, you know. And that was my thing, you know. I was Catholic and rap fast with the wild hair, man. I've always been strange, man. And when the drugs came into play, ecstasy and the shrooms and the acid and the GHB and the weed and everything and the liquor, and I start going to raves and shit, I colored my hair the color of my neighborhood, red. And I thought in my head I'd be the biggest blood in the world if I had a red crown on my head, king blood, you know. My girlfriend at the time made a crown on my head, you know what I'm saying? And I went back to the hood and they was like, nigga, hell no. Colored your hair, nigga, you look like Eve, you know. I'm like, man, it's red though. We don't care, man. Niggas don't color the hair. I'm like, well, I do. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing my drugs and I was doing my absolute power and my angelic, man. And I was just being me, man. I'm still being me. I'm still being Dr. Strange, man. Even without my hair, I burn out all my hair with all that dying. You know, the things that are still in my head, strange as fuck. And it's going to be to the end of me, you know.
That's tight. Well, yeah, there's always a story behind the story. You know what I mean? So,
you never heard that story before?
I mean, no. And, but it just, you know, whenever you look at someone's history, you're like, why is Tupac rapping about all this stuff? Oh, well, he was raised by a Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? It's like people are always built for these long journeys. And I've never heard how that process happened before you became Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? So that's tight. That's tight. And now we're here. I want to talk about, and we're talking about, you know, your guys' effect on the industry, man. Now Fragile's on the radio.
Yes, it is.
This seems like a perfect entry for you guys because it's kind of like what Strange Music does, man. It's not really like anything else on the radio, but it's really comfortable and awesome to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you think about that? Like how that worked out, man? It's not the club song or whatever the fuck song that, you know, everybody else is doing.
No, it's not, man. It's like, it's a victory, man. Because,
and I'm happy for that. Being a fan of you, I'm like, that's perfect, man. That's perfect for Tech.
Oh, totally, man. You get a middle finger song to fake journalists.
Oh my God, yeah.
On the radio, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said on Twitter yesterday or the day before yesterday, Tech went mainstream. Boo-hoo, tears. I said, why? Because my ultra real song is being played finally after 20 some odd years. Shut up, please. You know what I mean? And I said, personally, I think a middle finger to fake journalists being played everywhere, video and radio, is a victory. And it has substance.
Yeah.
Something that's not really on the radio right now.
That's what I'm saying, man, because you can listen to the radio, and I just started to so I could catch the song. Because usually I don't. But you listen to it, and you're like, this beat sounds like that other beat I heard two songs ago, and then this song comes on. You're like, wait, what is that? If I was the average listener, I'm like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like anything else.
Yeah, I think, man. Is also it doesn't. Cool. It's music, man. It's from the beautiful guitar.
You know
what I'm saying? To the drums Mayday and them did, and the beautiful voices of Recognize and Burns, and then Kendall Morgan just sealing the deal, man.
Yeah, you know, man.
I mean? And then these these treacherous MCs.
Yeah, it's an anomaly amongst everything
else. Yeah, man, it's nothing like it, man. And the fact that it's top 40 now, and I get to say I didn't have to tuck my tail and do what everybody else is doing on the radio to get that shit played like that. You know what I'm saying? And for people to adore it,
right?
As well.
Because the spins are increasing in a lot of
markets. Yeah, man. And the fact that I didn't have to conform, and I would never have conformed, but the fact that we got that off, and we're getting that off, and it's real music, and real rapping, you know, and don't get me wrong, rapping comes in different styles, you know what I mean? So me being a lyricist, I would say that's some real rapping going on right there, you know right. what I'm saying? Not to discount anything else that's not up to par.
No, but that. I get it. But the elite skills that are employed on this song.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that we're getting that off. You know what I mean? That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful collaborative effort. And Kendrick Lamar being on it and being able to speak on it at the hilt of his career doesn't hurt it either. No. You know what I'm saying? Because people would say, if he was whack, people would say, oh my God, he shouldn't have been on there with Tech. But he had the ability to compete, you know what I mean, without fucking trying his hardest, you know what I'm saying, because he's already an elite MC, and that's why I called on him. I don't call on anybody that can't do it.
Yeah, I can't really listen to that song and say Tech got him or Kendrick got him. No, there was
we both did wonderfully.
Yeah, it was great. Now, what's that doing for the company? I mean, are you feeling the effects of that exposure on, like, Twitter? Or are you getting people like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. You got some people that don't want that to happen. You know, the radio shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
We've been trying to get it on radio for years. You know, when I first did The Industry is Punks, that's me crying about it. He won't play me on radio because they be on punk shit daily on. Industry's a shady one because they won't let me express myself on the radio. That was me crying about it.
Mm-hmm.
No play radio. They wouldn't let me play it. Don't nobody want to deal with a nigga that got it together and really want to think his own thoughts. Everybody want to do what everybody else doing. The copycat is what they've been taught. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm telling you, like, why I ain't playing this? This is the real shit over here, you know? But too real for the fucking radio, you know, and we still got a fuck you song off on the radio.
I know, it's fragile. Crazy. Yeah.
You know, they couldn't show in the video when Kendra said, stop.
Stop.
He got his fingers up.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't show that on the video. You know what I'm saying? Looking very deep. Oh, he threw up his fingers again. Mm-hmm. It's a fuck you song. And it's being played because Kendall Morgan's wonderful voice. Wreck and Burns, wonderful voices and beat. Fucking Kendrick Lamar's wonderful verses, you know what I mean? And his wonderful talent. And Tech N9ne's wonderful talent. You know what I'm saying? A collaborative effort that's undeniable.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, undeniable. Yep. Looking back, I know you got a long way to go, but how glad are you that you never changed your name?
I wasn't going to change my name.
I know you never were and for nothing, but how validated do you feel right now? Because you're like, you know, that's me, man. I don't care if they don't want to hear that name. If you think they don't want to hear that name on BET or radio or all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got a lot of that early on. It's be like, dude, if you just called yourself, Dave Weiner even told me the story.
Yeah.
On an interview.
Oh my God.
That he was like, that you're walking down the sidewalk in Los Angeles and they're driving slow, being like, Tech, man, come, I'm sorry, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like this, man. I got Tech N9ne, like I said back then, in 2001, or maybe in the late 90s. I got Tech N9ne streaming through my veins. There's no way I can cut it in half or nothing. No, people call me Tech, but that's not going to show on the video. Yeah, people call me Nine or Nina. It's not going to be Tech or Nina on the video. It's going to be Tech motherfucking Nine. You know what I'm saying? With motherfucking in parentheses. You know what I'm saying? whatever. Nah. But I would never, ever change my name to soften it for anybody. Yes, Tech Nine is a gun. It's menacing. Known for his menacing looks. That's what it says about a Tech Nine when you look it up. Known for his menacing look. You know, and I guess my look is pretty menacing when you're on when I'm on stage. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't jammed up like they do. You know what I'm saying? Only time I jam up is when I do that style. You know what I'm saying? That's why I used to do that style long ago. Like when I say and keep on keeping on.
Oh.
Shut him down, kill him when I spit. It'll never be another Tekka Nina when I quit. You know what I'm saying? That's me jamming up. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
That's my jam up style. Now everybody does it. Versace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now everybody does it, but I was doing it like back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
But my name is forever, man. I'm not going to ever change it. You know what I mean? Only time I'm going to change my name is when we do Kibosh, and I'm where I grew up. Wayne Minor will be my name.
Tight. To close this section off, what do you think this next year is going to bring, man? I know a lot of fans are wondering that. You know, what?
This next year is going to bring all the old fans back and more new fans. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to adapt. They're going to realize that the shit that they're listening to on the radio, that's strange, is pure. And not the everyday radio bullshit that they're used to listening to. I'm not saying that everything on the radio is bullshit, because sometimes on the radio I turn some shit up when I hear it.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? But I think it's going to bring more and more followers, you know, because we won't stop. We're not going to stop and we're not going to conform. You know what I mean? We're not. You know what I mean? I just did Wildin' Out. It was way different for me. You know, they just told me that Fragile's top 40, way different for me and anybody at Strange. We're seeing new life again. You know what I mean? The butterfly effect. New life. You know, that's what a butterfly means. It means new life. So every year is the butterfly effect. We have new life. A song that we put together gives us new life all the time. Now we have a new album, a collaborative effort called Strangulation that's going to create more fans. And it's all Strange artists. You know what I mean? And these songs that are on it are going to touch somebody. The thing about Tech N9ne that's so nerve-wracking to some people, because I'm everything. I'm rock. I'm dark. I'm sexual. I'm emotional. I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm gangster. You know what I mean? I'm psychotic. You know, in all my music, I have all these stages. Some people like the sexual music, the women. Some people like the gangster shit, roughnecks, you know what I'm saying? Some people love the dark shit, you know what I mean? The misfits like myself, you know, the people that have darker lifestyles, you know what I'm saying? They might like, or more theatrical shit, they gravitate toward the dark shit, you know what I'm saying? Some people love metal and rock and roll and love that part of me, and that the fact that you know, I named the label Strange after the Doors. Some people that appreciate that shit. Some people that don't give a fuck about that shit. You know what I mean? That's the reason why Tech N9ne didn't work on major labels. Because they had no idea where to put me, because major labels,
they need an elevator pitch.
Yeah. They put you in a box. They're like, okay, this is what he does. We're going to pitch him to these people. You know what I'm saying? And it happens to spread and go mainstream. They're like, oh my goodness. We never did know that Kenny G would be, you know, massive like this. Oh my goodness, we never did know. You know what I mean? There's certain things that you can't pinpoint, and Tech N9ne has always been one of them. And thank God for Strange music. Thank God for the Doors inspiring me to tell Travis O'Gwen I want it to be a snake and a bat, man. I want the S to be a snake, and I want the bat wings to be the M, you know. And he put it everywhere. And as long as he gonna push it, I'm gonna push it harder and harder every day. Thank God for it, man, because the things that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis weren't certain about in 93, or Quincy Jones and Quest and Warner wasn't certain about in 97, and Interscope in 99 wasn't sure what to do, and J-Core, me and Travis O'Gwen showed the motherfuckers what to do and still got in Forbes 2 years in a row. We're going to keep making the Forbes list because we're not done. We're not done. We're not complacent. We're not happy with where we are because we want the moon. We want the world and we want it now, like Jim Morrison said. And the reason why we want it, because we want to make a mark and say we knew what the fuck we were doing late 99 and 2000 when we was putting this shit together. We knew that we had something special. And we're not going to stop until everybody acknowledges that shit. Straight up. Strange Music.